So this is Wage and Hour, and it's a little less sexy, but we will do what we can. It's interesting about the Fair Labor Standards Act because it is the Fair Labor Standards Act of 1938, and it has never been comprehensively rewritten. It's been tagged onto, but it's a very, very old law, and you've got some difficulties with the law because of that. But anyway, what it brings to us, federal minimum wage, also overtime pay rules, restriction on child labor, and also record-keeping requirements. And it applies to both public and private employers, full-time, part-time, operates by the work week. So when we get to talking about overtime, it's 40 hours in a work week. There's often a misconception that, like, you can combine two work weeks into a pay period. That's a complete lie. The FLSA just talks about each work week standing alone. And employees cannot waive their rights. So you can do most everything else by some kind of an appropriately drafted agreement, but you can't, and it makes conceptual sense. I mean, you can't go to somebody who's down on their luck and say, oh, you know, please sign here that I'm hiring you at $5 an hour, which is sub-minimum wage, but you're okay with it and you waive your rights. It makes sense that you can't do that under any circumstance. So the FLSA was adopted during the Depression, so it's not really, it wasn't designed so much to help workers. It was supposed to punish employers who were working their existing employees beyond 40 hours a week. It was trying to get people picked up out of the street and employed. So it was really a penalty on employers, and that's probably why it continues to be difficult for employers, because you often get, at least for me, I get clients saying, well, but I mean, we're trying to help our people, or we're trying to be flexible, and why are you telling us this law is causing us a problem?